May only His word be spoken, only His word heard today, going the right way. You know, one of my favorite stories of all time, really, is about this woman who waited to the last minute to buy Christmas cards. What happens if you wait the last minute to buy Christmas cards? There aren't any, right? But she was so thankful that she found these beautiful cards. But she was in such a hurry, she bought a pack of 50, and without even really looking at them, she was in such a big hurry that she addressed them, 49 out of the 50, signed them, without even reading the message inside the card. She was just glad. She went right to the post office. She got them there, perhaps on time. On Christmas Day, when everything quieted, she came upon one of those cards. And she thought to herself, I bought them at the last minute. Look how beautiful they are. She was kind of saluting herself. And, you know, I really have a good eye for picking a beautiful card. And then she casually opened up the card and read the message inside the card for the first time. To her shock and dismay, it read, "This little card is just to say a little gift is on its way." Suddenly she realized that 49 out of the 50 cards she sent, all her friends, dear friends, were expecting a gift to come their way, a gift that would never come. You know, the gift of gifts, though, has come to us. And of course, I'm talking about who? Jesus. He came. Jesus is the one true gift anyone can receive. But when the fullness of time came, when the set time arrived, when the right and perfect time had come, God sent forth His Son to be born of a woman. You know, God's timing is always perfect in history and in our lives. Often we don't see it until much, much later. In terms of Jesus' birth, the historical event, we can see how perfect the timing was. 300 years before Jesus' birth, Alexander the Great conquered most of the Western world. But what's really important about that is he brought a common language to the whole Western world, Koine Greek. It's the language the Bible is written in, the New Testament is written in. And then came the Romans. And the Romans came with a set of laws. And along with Caesar Augustus in his reign, we call the Pax Romana. A peace descended on the Western world, at least for a time. Not only did the Romans bring a law that allowed for peaceful operations under their oppression, of course, but still nevertheless peace, but they also built a web of roads. And if you go to Europe today, you can see some of those roads. They were engineered marvelously. Romans were great engineers. All of this set the timing for Jesus Christ to be born. And because of those roads, the gospel of Jesus Christ could spread rapidly to the Western world. And it did. The first name of the Christian faith, well, anyone know what it was first called? It wasn't called the Christian faith. It was called the Way. That's right. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." early Christians known as the Way. And Jesus redeemed us from our old enslaved paths. Now, I love that word, redeem and redemption. I'm fascinated with it in a lot of ways. Literally, it means to buy back from slavery. We don't use that word very much in our society. The word has lost its impact because most Americans and most people in the world would jump up and say, I've never been a slave. Slavery, that's not what happens to most people in the world, although there are some. Of course, that is missing entirely the meaning of redemption and what Jesus did for us. But let's start with the obvious and something, because we're right on the step of a new year. What are the top five resolutions? Well, what's number one? Lose weight. Lose weight. That's number one. Number two, get my personal finances in order. Number three, rid myself of a nasty habit, maybe like smoking or something like that. Number four, become more physically fit. Number five, improve my personal relationships. You know, some even decide to attend church more faithfully. I think they're going to start next week. But after 1 week of these resolutions, studies have shown this, 25% are already finished with them, right? There's some delicious food there, and that's it. My diet's over. Right? In a month's time, 50% are done. And at the end of a year, there's just the smallest minority. They're still hanging in there. We are enslaved by our desires, shackled by our temptations, straitjacketed by the culture that we live in. A certain comedian once said, I love it when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I've done all year. Drop the ball. The reason we can undervalue the word redemption and to redeem is that we can't really see how oppressed, how subjugated, how dominated and exploited we can become. Our desires and our culture bind us with invisible cords, and there's only one who can break that cord, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can set us free. As some people have learned, he can break addictions. He can also cause us not to worry that we're not like other people. Jesus can set us free. But I have to explain that too. You see, he is the Redeemer. By his death on the cross and by his resurrection, we are set free. Set free from what? Our sins. Our sins. That's what we're set free. It is in faith in him that we can go a different way, that we desire a different way, a right way, his way. Now, what you have to understand, and a lot of you do already, there's no perfection in this life. You can't reform yourself and be a good person. You can't. You will slip up every time. And frankly, people who are set on the course of improving themselves so that they're pleasing to God will always end up despairing about that if they're honest. I imagine many of you know that by experience, that You can't do it. But then that's why Jesus came. The heart of redemption is forgiveness. Forgiveness equals freedom. Now, I could draw a whole sermon out on that and what it means. But hold on to that for right now. Forgiveness means freedom. Freedom to once again live for God. Freedom to know who you are. Through faith in Him, our status changes. Our redemption is a big status change in the most important way. Through faith in Him, we become children of God by adoption. And as children, we are His heirs. You know, most of us who are older, we want to give stuff to our children. Don't expect too much. All right, but we would like to. Susie and I, we would like for you to inherit something from us. More than my parents gave to me, but we would like to. God wants you to know you're going to inherit some really good things. You're already getting some of them now, but we call it heaven. You can't imagine what you're going to inherit. It's going to be great. We are His children. That's who we are. You know, in the 8 o'clock service, I have a children's message, and two little girls came up. And I thought, oh my goodness, at least some came up, right? It was Kaylin Teague and Eleanor Detrana. Well, here I wanted to get the message across that they're children of God, right? And that's really their identity. So I said, how many of you would like to change your last name? So I gave Eleanor Detrana, I said, your new last name is Brecher. The Brechers were over in the, So Eleanor gave me a face like, oh, no, I don't want to, And then little Kaylin Teague, I gave her to the Masters, Mike and Kelly Masters. And you know what they said? Well, we'll give you Davis. But the truth of the matter is, you have been adopted into a new family. Your last name is not really just Detrana. It's also Christian. You are a child of God. How many of you have ever seen those Jason Bourne movies? You know, I kind of like them. They're frenetic, Okay, like The Bourne Identity. If you're not familiar with these movies, they're about a man named Jason Bourne, a highly skilled former CIA assassin, right, who was programmed to be a super agent. His past life and past memories have all been erased. In The Bourne Identity, as played by Matt Damon, Jason Bourne is questioning something about his life. It goes like this. I can tell you the license plate numbers of all 6 cars outside. I can tell you the waitress is left-handed, and the guy that's sitting at the counter is 215 pounds and can handle himself. I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out a half a mile before my hand starts shaking. Now, why can I know all of that? Asked Jason Bourne. How can I know all that and not know who I am? And here's the great fact of redemption for all of you. We know who we are. And because we know who we are, we know where we're going. And that, my friends, is what freedom is like. I'm a child of God. I'm his adopted son. I've been forgiven. I've been redeemed. I've been justified. I've been reconciled. I follow Jesus, and he's given me the Holy Spirit to go the right way. And because I'm going the right way, I'm always seeking his forgiveness and his love and his guidance. Practically speaking, if you're going to go the right way in 2018, then there's two things you really should want to do. Two things. The first is you should want to consult with God constantly. And how do you do that? Well, you do it two ways: reading, listening to God's word, and praying. Now, a lot of you took up my challenge and read the New Testament, and I'm glad a lot of you are telling me that you did it, and that's wonderful. The Word of God tells you how to please Him. It is very explicit. There are the don'ts. What are the don'ts? Don't lie, don't steal, don't slander, don't be sexually immoral. The Ten Commandments. Those are the don'ts, right? But there's also a lot of do's. Do be grateful. Do love. Do be kind. Do be generous. Do be patient. Do be joyful. And there are a lot of those. Now, all of that is for a better life. But remember, you're never going to completely be the person that you're supposed to be. If you could, Jesus wouldn't have had to come, right? But if you want to please God, do these things. And if you're going to make resolutions, why not make a resolution to be kind, to be patient? Make a resolution like that. Also, pray. Pray often. Pray about everything, about the little things and about the big things. Pray according to a schedule. Pray spontaneously. Pray asking questions. Pray asking for things. Pray with passion. Pray out of duty. Just pray. Pray ceaselessly. You know, as time goes by, haven't you noticed if you pray, those things you used to think were coincidences, now you realize weren't coincidences at all. They were God's hand. There's no accident in God's world. He knows. He listens. He acts. Yes, he acts according to our prayers. He's given us that privilege. Secondly, if you're going to go the right way in 2018, then you will be ever growing in trust in God and the Savior and the Holy Spirit. Have you heard the fable of the rooster? Many of you have heard this before. The rooster who thought if he didn't crow, that the sun wouldn't rise. He worried that everything would go wrong if he didn't crow. What would happen if he grew ill or died? Crops wouldn't grow, children wouldn't wake up for school, the ice wouldn't melt, flowers wouldn't bloom. But one day, he overslept. And guess what? The sun did rise, and children got ready for school, and the frost melted, and the flowers bloomed. How often do we worry and fret about things of which we have no control over? And we carry these burdens, which we really can't do anything about, except to acknowledge that it doesn't all depend on us. It doesn't. This year, leave it in God's hands. He's the parent. We're the child. Do you think these 2- and 3-year-olds are desperately worried about things? Sometimes we wish they were. Right? But they're not worried because dad'll take care of it. Mom will do it, right? He's almighty. He loves us. He's got this. And so when you feel anxiety and when you feel worry coming on, as we all do, then say this simple prayer. Abba, Daddy, I give this to you. I will trust you. Please grant me your peace. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can be that simple. Here it is, Father. 2018 is upon us. Rejoice because we belong to Him. He continually forgives us and continually guides us. And we can go the right way in 2018. Amen? Amen. Amen.